Hello, my most awesome podcast family. How are y'all doing? This is RTK, and happy Thanksgiving to every one of you. Man, what a year this has been, right? So many things for us to be thankful for, but it's really been a challenging year for everybody all over the world. And so you may be staring at this holiday season, you know, a little skeptical, or maybe feeling happy, or maybe feel just, oh my goodness, just all kinds of emotions. But we have to remember that the emotions that we feel are up to us, whether we allow them emotions to be out of control and push us to sadness, or us find a reason to be thankful and joyful. And so, you know, this year I lost my dad. My daddy went home to be with the Lord, went to heaven probably about 4.5 months ago. And man, I thought there ain't no way I could ever live without my daddy. And man, it hurts so bad. It ain't the same living this life and my daddy not being here. But you know, this is our first holiday without him. And this is just a way that through this, how I've been navigating through my emotions, is I just made a choice that I refuse to be sad. I refuse to allow something that I can't change to distract me and make me lose or not have a great memory from this holiday with my family, with the ones that are still here. And it's my choice, and so I choose happiness. So today, man, we're going to talk about, why am I so unhappy? I want to talk about, maybe there's things that you just think, I just feel, I just can't get ahead. And I want to go over some things that I do, and some things that I know that secretly can make you unhappy. And so we're going to talk about that today. And I believe it's going to help you get set free. I am Real Talk Kim. For all of you newbies out there, welcome. I'm a mother of two wonderful boys that are 24 and 26, and I'm a pastor here in Fayetteville, Georgia, at Limitless Church, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. Come see me if you are ever in Atlanta. We have two services, 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock on Sundays. Would love to have you. And I also have an incredible mentorship program. Man, my mentorship program, y'all, is changing lives. Listen to this. I want to say, I wasn't planning on doing this, but I want to just share something with you really quickly that someone sent to me today, that's been in my mentorship program. She says, I've been a part of this RTK mentorship group this entire year and never shared my testimony or my struggles, but heard Pastor Kim, which is me, say tonight on our Facebook like page, on our private page. I get on there with my mentees every night at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time as much as possible. So last night I was on live with my group and I was talking to them, and I had shared to talk about your struggles because it helps you heal. And so my testimony starts with a sex addiction in my marriage with my husband. I left him a year ago this past weekend. We hadn't spoken since then until right before COVID hit. We started going to counseling, and unfortunately, we were unable to stop our divorce process because of the pandemic. And ended up getting divorced, all the while going to personal and couples counseling. I was a angry, bitter, resentful, toxic person that stems way back. This was the icing on the cake. I found RTK, that would be me, on the cover of the Charisma magazine over a year ago, and have been following you since. I have not missed one episode on the Inner Circle, which is my mentorship group, a devotion, a study Sunday or Wednesday service, or a weekend communion at your church. I'll have to show you my binder soon. I've worked so hard on my heart during this pandemic, and this past weekend, we took family photos of my now ex-husband that I've reconciled with. Won't y'all? Isn't that so cool? That I've reconciled with, and my daughters. I absolutely hate photos of myself. I hated the way I looked. I hated the way I felt, but I decided I needed to do it anyways because my children were getting older. I saw the photos today and broke down in tears because the photos weren't for me to have of my family. It dawned on me they were God's way of showing me through the lenses of a camera all the hard work I had done in myself. I saw a beautiful, strong, loving, kind person that finally had a twinkle in her eye and was filled with joy and laughter again. I haven't felt this good in such a long time. I also, through this healing, have been working on my business plan to open up a high-end wine bar. However, I'm in California waiting a little longer to finalize and open next summer due to the pandemic and restrictions. Thank you, Pastor Kim, for your daily word. You have blessed me beyond words. Y'all, listen. That tore me up right there, but that's what it's all about. So, man, that's just one of the testimonies that I've gotten from my RTK Inner Circle, my mentorship group. So if you feel stuck, if you feel broken, if you just need a community of people that will love you, you need to get in my mentorship program. And just go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com and join today. And you join the Finish 2020 Strong, but really any of it will work because it is, I just do them weekly. Like this week, we're talking about gratitude. So you're never behind. If you come in today, you just start from today's devotion. I send out a devotion every morning. And you just start today and then just grow with this. We're a community. We're family. So let's get into this. What makes us unhappy? Why can't you find happiness? You know, I have met people that had the best marriages, had the greatest husband, had the greatest children, had the greatest job, and they were still miserable. So let's talk about why. You know, every now and then you may ask, why am I so unhappy? But happiness comes in many shades of gray. Sometimes people just lack joy in their emotional darkness, their own choice, or are life circumstances beyond their control. While depression and other physiological diseases are certainly a clinical illness and should not be minimized, there are also factors that contribute to feeling down that you can influence. So I want to talk to you about that. What are some of the things that mentally blind us? How do we bring sunshine back into our life? How can we find happiness again? And so what's one of the reasons? Let's start with number one, get your journals out too. Get your journals out and let's write these down so that, you know, maybe in your binder, like my sweet friend just testified about. One of the things that brings you unhappiness is worry. Worry. Worry is such a culprit. Worry creates inner turmoil. It's like a rocking chair moving feverishly, but going nowhere. Worry doesn't create action. It freezes you so you are unable to think clearly and make changes to ensure the negative outcome never happens. All right? Worry doesn't create action. It freezes you so you are unable to think clearly and make changes to ensure the negative outcome never happens. So basically, what worrying does is it's your energy. Your energy would be better utilized in changing things that you can control and letting the rest go, right? Don't worry, be happy. It's a song that was so popular when I was growing up. See, the lack of worry can certainly create happiness. I used to be a worry wart, man. And I still have to pay attention to it because I think all of us being human worry. You know, you worry what's going to happen to the world. We're in this pandemic. Lord, we thought this pandemic was only going to last 7 or 10 days back in March, and we're still in a pandemic. I walked through the airport and it's surreal. I can't believe that we are all walking around with these masks on our face. It's like a movie. It's not even real. And if we're not careful, we will find ourselves getting sick in our bodies because we're worried about things we can't change. You and I cannot change what's happening in this world. We cannot change what's happening. So why should we allow worry to cause any more distraction or sickness or fear in our lives when we just can live one day at a time and trust God, right? You know, we've lived this long through it. We'll keep doing just fine until the world can open back up, right? So don't worry. It's a choice. Be conscious of what your mind's thinking of. Number two, you hold on to the perceived idea of control. Yeah, you hold on to the perceived idea of control. See, at times, people seem to believe that they step straight out of a superheroic comic book. They believe that they can control everything very well and things will just turn out exactly like they had planned. What a burden it is to carry that. I used to be like that. You would certainly need Superman's strength to pick up that weight. You really would. I always say it's not the amount of stress you're under or weight you're under. It's the way you're carrying it, right? The reality is that we don't have the ability to control anything else other than ourselves. You can't control your spouse. You'll never change your spouse. You'll never change that boyfriend or girlfriend or that boss. The only time you'll ever change anybody is when they're babies and it's a diaper, right? The only people we have control over is ourselves. And once you make peace with understanding, you will never control everything, right? Once you make peace with this, you find the pressure is off and you can start to enjoy the journey instead of plotting the impossible. Man, I used to be such a control freak that if stress or if something was getting out of my control, I would have a fit. Yes, I would. And anger would rest in my bones, man. The next thing that steals your happiness, this is a huge one, I think. It's grudges. Holding on to grudges, right? Holding a grudge has about the same logic as drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Right? You are harming yourself by carrying all of that negative energy, period. You have to make a choice to let the bitterness go for your own benefit, y'all. The person who criticized you is probably having a great time without giving you even a second thought while you are wasting your life, sending them death rays with your mind. Right? They're not even worth it. Let it go. Well, that's easier said than done, Kim. No, it's not. It is making up a choice in your mind and a decision. I'm moving forward and I'm not staying here. Another one is you believe that everyone should play by your rules. Basically, you're a brat. Yes. You want everything your way. You ever met those people that they, if it ain't done their way, oh, I know somebody, it just came to my mind. And if it wasn't done their way, they will put you on a, they won't talk to you. They feel like, there feels like there's an elephant in the room because they're mad. This person held grudges. This person was, if I don't get my way, I will let the whole world know it, right? So basically, newsflash to all of you out there that are like this, the world doesn't live by your rule book. It doesn't. The sooner you accept this, the happier you will be. No one else got your memo about the way things should be done, how they should treat you, or how to live their lives by your standards and beliefs. See, people often get angry because someone violates their deeply held ideas, yet trying to do an impossible task, right? Getting everyone to live by your idea of perfection is bound, y'all listen to me, is bound to create a lot of frustration, period. You got to simply take people as they are and appreciate the colorful spectrum of ideas and viewpoints instead of feeling exasperated, man, by them. You're just always on pins and needles and OCD and blah, blah. No. Y'all, we are in the last few weeks of 2020. If this year hasn't done anything for me, it has taught me to relax. It has taught me to enjoy the small things in life. It has taught me that life ain't that serious, right? Life has taught me that I can do anything but fail, because every time I fall, I just get back up again, right? Because I've taken the pressure off of me. So I don't even allow, when I get disappointed, whatever. Y'all, my mom travels with me now, and she's always saying to me, Kim, who are you? And what did you do with my daughter? I promise y'all, I don't let nothing faze me. Listen, I will just deal with it. I even tell my staff this. We're never going to have everything in order. In order to move forward, we're just going to start moving and work the kinks out as we go. That's the type of person I am to this day, or at this time in my life. And I will even just keep getting more relaxed. And I love life because of that. Another reason why you're so unhappy is because you compare yourself to others. Yeah, right? You know, I used to always, one of my mottos is, saying someone is ugly doesn't make you any prettier, right? Talking about and being negative about somebody else isn't making that other person hurt any less or look any less important because you said something about them. In fact, it says more about you than them. So most people play the internal comparison. Yeah, we do. We compare internally. Usually, they scrutinize only one small area of that person's life and see where the matchup, right? So, for example, I may compare myself to Ironman champion and Olympian Matt Fitzgerald and determine he's a better triathlon than me. We aren't even in the same stratosphere, by the way. I don't even work out like that. However, this is only one small area of life. Who knows? Maybe I can ride horses or sing better than him, right? Or preach better than him. Or, looking at only a small fraction of a whole person and ranking that part against yourself is a pointless activity, right? Looking at that person and wishing you could cook like that person. Well, maybe you can make a blanket way better than that person can. So you can't just look at one part of someone's life and compare your life to it, to that person, when you don't even know. You got to just worry about yourself. You are so much more than just one piece of your life that you have under the microscope at this moment, right? This habit will only create discontent in your life. So you can't, listen, if you can't do it, if you just simply cannot stop measuring things, take an inward comparison dive instead. Are you a better person than you were yesterday? Right? The only people you gotta beat or be better than is yourself, right? Stop comparing your life to someone's highlight reel. Just stop it. Another way that makes you really unhappy is you chose to be happy only when all of your dreams come true, right? I'll be happy when this happens or when this happens or when I get a job raise or when I find a man or when I find a woman or when my kid's this or no, today. Choose today. Don't wait. Things will never be perfect, right? Who is the happier person? The one who decides, I will be happy when I make $100 million, or the one who believes I will be happy with a great supper and time with my family? See, having lofty goals are great, but when you tie your happiness to future successes that may or may not happen, you never find joy, right, in the life you live today. So find things that thrill you today and let tomorrow surprise you. Another way to stay so unhappy is you are a glass half empty person. Yeah, because see, you become what you focus on and like the people you spend time with. That's right. If you are a pessimistic person, you will notice all of the bad in your life, right? Your perception becomes your reality. So instead, choose to focus on the best in people, the brighter moments, and the beauty and blessings surrounding you, right? The more you focus on the sunshine, the less the shadows will invade your perspective. Ain't that awesome? Another thing that brings you just makes you unhappy is you're lonely, right? We are naturally social creatures, and nurturing relationships makes up a large part of life. And if you find yourself alone and depressed on a Saturday night, make an effort to change that. Get out there. You know, I meet these people that are always like, man, I'm just never going to get married. I'm like, well, what are you doing about that? You know, what are you doing about meeting people? Nothing. I mean, what do you think? People are going to break in your house to find you, right? You have to put the effort in. Finding friendships will certainly improve your enthusiasm. This is why church is so important. It builds community for you, right? Finding friendships will certainly improve your enthusiasm for what each day brings. How do you find good friends? Huh? You seek out social settings with people who share similar interests and beliefs to build a common foundation and launch a great relationship, right? I mean, you got to be friendly, smile, reach out, and be genuinely interested in others. You will be surprised, y'all, how far this will get you in building lifelong connections. When I started my mentorship group, I didn't start for a long time because I wanted to do it 3 years ago, but I didn't start it because I didn't want it to be just a place where I poured into people. I wanted it to be a place where people felt like they belonged. You know, I wanted to build a platform for people to feel like I have family, you know, because I know what it's like, man, to be walking through a divorce and have lost all my friends because all my friends were our friends. I know what it's like to not feel, to feel isolated in a situation like that. And so I had to get to a place where I had to wait until I knew that I knew how to build this platform. And man, when I tell you, when I built RTK Inner Circle, now the people are so, we have the best family over there. And we have, every night I meet on that Facebook private page with my RTK Inner Circle, and we just talk. And I've got small groups inside of the Facebook page, marriage group, singles group, Seasoned and Sassy Over 50 group. I've got a workout wellness group. I've got recipe groups. Man, I got everything so that you have relationships. And I am so blown away at how people's lives are changing because they've got friends. Like, they are all friends. Every 6 months, I bring, we have a retreat here at my church at Limitless, where for two days, we all just hang out together and grow together. And I just pour into y'all in person. And I was just so excited because our first one was June, this past June. And people were flying in on Thursday night and spending Thursday night, everybody eating at Broadway Diner together. And man, we just built solid. There's some that have gone to the mountains together. I mean, it's just incredible because friendships matter. Everybody needs a friend, and this pandemic has isolated us. So if all of these are sounding so familiar to you, it is up to you to begin to get acclimated to RTK Inner Circle or finding you some place to find friends. Don't let depression creep in and cause you to isolate even more. That's horrible. It is so hard to pull yourself out of depression once you've sunk so low. But it's possible. But you still got to do it. You still got to put the effort in. Another reason people are unhappy is you seek materialism. And all of you that want to join my mentorship program, you can also just go to my website, realtalkkim.com, and there's a link there. Another number nine is you seek materialism over everything else in life. While money certainly is a great gain in this life, it doesn't bring happiness. It just doesn't. I used to have tons. I mean, y'all, when I walked through my divorce, I had a great business and I was miserable. Think about how you would feel if tomorrow was your last day to breathe. Would you really want to make more money? Or would you focus, or would your focus turn to connecting with people or having certain experiences? If you live by your values, you will find more fulfillment than materialism ever, ever, ever could bring you. That's a fact, y'all. That is a fact. Number 10, reasons why you are unhappy. You don't make time for the right things, right? See, when you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things a chance to catch you. Yeah. We all lose our focus at times. However, keeping your activities aligned with your values is helpful in keeping a positive perspective. One good exercise that I have found is to list your values and rank them by their importance to you. Then see how many of your daily activities actually align with your values. Y'all, it's crazy how this is, you're like, oh my God, this is where I'm disconnecting, right? If so, what can you do if you find that there was a disconnect? What can you do to change it? See, the best thing to do is to understand how to prioritize your life and do what matters to you. Yeah. What matters to you? The next, number 11 is the reasons why you're unhappy is because you hang out with unhappy people. When you have to start compromising yourself and your morals for the people around you, it's probably time to change the people around you. Yeah. You hang out with unhappy people. Listen, I tell y'all this all the time. You are the sum of the five people you spend the most time around. If your friends are constant sources of negativity in your life, it is time to find some positive people. Yeah. Another reason that you can be really unhappy is you haven't discovered your purpose. Yeah. See, because trying to be someone else is a waste of the person you are. So many people have subscribed to the lie that their life purpose is to make it to the weekend. Thank God it's Friday. See, no wonder there are so many people, miserable clock punchers in this world, right? Instead of existing, find a way to start living. Find a way to start living. Start while you're at your clock puncher job. Start building on the side where you want to go, what you want to be doing. When I was working at Bloomingdale's, I did not want to work there forever, y'all. So you know what I did? I started making t-shirts when I got home. I sure did. I started selling jewelry online. I was doing stuff to start building my own company on the side. Yeah, it was tough because I was a hustler. I didn't have no time to myself, hardly at all. But I knew that if I put in the work now, I won't have to work so hard later and I won't have to be at Bloomingdale's. See, find your passion and purpose and pursue them despite the fact that it may turn the mundane inside out and terrify you. Discovering your part in the story is one of the best pieces in life's adventure, y'all. What makes your baby leap? That baby I'm talking about is your purpose. What makes you want to get up in the morning? What makes you not want to go to sleep at night because you get so excited when you think about it, right? Another reason you could be unhappy is you are more of an actor than an author. Yeah. You are more of an actor than an author. You do the world such a huge disservice when you try to be someone you're not. Oh, it's terrible. You got to be authentic. See, playing a part you weren't meant to play to meet outside expectations is just asking for heartache. Yeah, even when you try to push down the pit in your stomach, a part of you will always know you are emotionally compromising yourself and your happiness to read lines that you didn't write. And worse, you don't believe in them. That's right. Stop being an actor and become an author in your life. Another reason you're unhappy, you are stuck in your past. You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading your last one. See, many people become the product of their past. They are the casualties of regret, sorrow, the what ifs, and hindsight vision. That's right. While we can all learn from our past, staying there is not practical to living in the present. The past can't be changed or relived. To constantly dwell on it does not create an emotionally healthy outlook, right? Another reason you're unhappy, you keep thinking about your future and can't enjoy your today. Good Lord, what you do today determines your tomorrow. Some people focus so much on the stars that they miss the entire journey's sights, experiences, and lessons learned in getting there. You have to find as much joy in the adventure as in obtaining the end goal. If you don't, you will be frustrated until your future vision is reality. Since this may or may not happen, why limit yourself when you can find just as much happiness in the quest as in the destination, right? I would beat myself up all the time over things that I couldn't change. I would just beat myself up. And then I just stopped and I started living with no regret, right? Another reason you could be unhappy is you're unhealthy. You're unhealthy. Man, when I gain a little bit of weight and I feel, ugh, I have to knock off those 5 or 10 pounds because it wears on me, right? So how you value exercise and fitness and healthy eating and stress reduction and sleeping, it all impacts how much happiness you feel. Emotions are linked to many physical properties in your body. The mind-body connections is very real. And often just adding exercise, sunshine, extra shut-eye, or even a healthier diet, y'all, can improve your mood immediately. You know, another reason you could be unhappy is you are a perfectionist. Stop that. Self-perfectionism, man, it's where you expect perfection from yourself. Social perfectionism is where you believe others expect you to be perfect, and other perfectionism is where you expect others to be perfect. All three of these examples can be happiness busters. Man, when I finally got these three things out of my life, I got the people out of my life that made me believe that everything had to be perfect. And oh God, what a weight that was to get rid of that. Then feel like I had to be perfect. Man, what a weight that was. See, being perfect is an unrealistic goal for you to place on yourself or others. Constantly falling short of the unattainable will continuously keep you blue. That's right. Another reason you're unhappy is you are afraid of failure. Yeah. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. See, some people are so afraid of making a mistake that they never try. I know people like that. They'll never love again because of the last breakup, right? It's so ridiculous. Just imagine how that would have worked out when you were learning to walk or ride your bike. You'd probably still be crawling. But unfortunately, we sometimes lose our bravery as adults and fear trying anything because it may not work out. But man, if you embrace this mindset, y'all, you will never live up to your potential. This can create a huge dissatisfaction in your life. Another reason you're unhappy, you're insecure. You are insecure. The task we must set for ourselves is not to feel secure, but to be able to tolerate insecurity. You're going to have insecurity. You're going to go through seasons where you're going to be insecure, but you got to press through. See, growth happens outside of our comfort zones. If you are too insecure to move out from the familiar, you will never know the joy of conquering your fears. You just won't. And even finding your wings will never happen. A bird has to eventually jump to discover he can fly. You can't stay in the nest forever and be happy watching others soar, right? You will never, ever, ever, ever find happiness staying in fear of falling. You know, there's a little story that I talk about, and it goes like this. Once upon a time, there were two small little green caterpillars, and they crawled up on this little twig and connected themselves and spun a little cocoon. And after a fairly short period of time, something happened. Actually, magically, supernaturally, amazingly inside. And metamorphosis occurred, and two little butterflies burst forth. And one butterfly's name was Barbara, and the other butterfly's name was Benny. And they had this conversation. If you can imagine with me, the wind is blowing gently, and the leaves are rustling, and their wings are still wet. And Barbara turns to Benny and says, "Benny, look at this. This is amazing. Look at the sky. It's blue. And I'm not sure what those white things are." And then she looked down from the limb, and I think, Benny, those are flowers. She was getting very excited, very excited. Then, having known him prior, she looked at Benny and she said, "You're not green. You're not a green worm anymore. I mean, you are beautiful," she goes. Benny, "Watch this," and takes her wings and steps off that 45-degree angle, swooshes down, sniffs a flower, and comes back up, lands next to him. "Oh, Benny, you've got to try it. It's great. It's fantastic. It's a whole new life. It's nothing like the old days when we would crawl around." Yes, it is nothing like the old days when we would crawl around. And Benny looked down and he goes, "It's a long way down. I'm afraid of the heights. I don't know if these wings are going to work. And besides, what if I die when I get near one of those flowers? What if something grabs me?" And they had this conversation back and forth, and Barbara did everything to get Benny just to see that he was new. She said, "Benny, you are new. You are different. Take the step, Benny. Come on, Benny." But unfortunately, Benny said, "I know I was uglier, but I knew what I was doing when I was crawling." And he took his wings and he folded them down and he laid down on the twig. And he said, "I'm just going to pretend. I know you know and I know I'm a butterfly, but I think I'm just going to go back to the old days." Right? Now, I know y'all, I've never had a personal conversation with a butterfly, but I can tell you this, God in nature has created one of the most amazing pictures, as he does often, to express to you and me the difference and the miracle of when he changes our lives. If any man, he says in the Bible, if any man or if any woman is in Christ, in relationship in Christ, it says you are a new creation, right? And it says the old things have passed away and behold, it's a process. It's a process, but all things become new. And I would just ask you, as we get started, listen, on this journey, and as you end this episode of this podcast with me, that you realize the miracle of life change that God is doing in you. If you just privately had to say which one of those butterflies that you represent, which one would it be? The one where it's an adventure, there's a risk, you're flying, you recognize the beauty and you're stepping out? Or is it the one that's like, you know, I really know I'm in Christ, but then you pull back and live in fear? Which one would you be today? Which one would you be? Now get out there and fly. Change your mentality. Change your mind today. Y'all, it is a choice. It is a choice to be free. It is a choice to live in happiness. It is a choice. You don't allow yourself to be happy. So decide today. Decide today. You know why it's hard to be happy sometimes? It's because we refuse to let go of the things that makes us sad. So what are you holding on to that's making you sad? It's a fair question to ask yourself. Sometimes we consciously choose unhappiness because we can't let go. Or we know unknowingly we chose it because we haven't taken a good hard look at our lives and discovered that we need to the things that we need to cut out. See, the choice to be happy ultimately lies in your hands. Happiness doesn't have to be elusive. Sometimes all you have to do is to open the door to the thrilling possibilities before you and jump. I pray this podcast has helped you. I love you so much. Today, choose happiness. Things don't have to be perfect in your life for you to choose happiness. You just get up and you decide today, I refuse to be unhappy. I refuse to not allow myself to enjoy every single moment of my life, even the not so good, even the bad parts. But one thing I know is I'm getting free. All right. I love you guys so much. Go get my new book, Shut Hell Up, and stay connected to me. Just go to realtalkkim.com. Hey, y'all, share this podcast with somebody. Somebody needs to hear it. Somebody's walking around numb. Somebody doesn't realize that they hold the keys to their freedom. It's in the palm of their hand, and it's a choice. Happiness is a choice, and it's your choice. I love you guys. Real Talk Kim, over and out.